Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, if you want to get an advantage over the house this fall, all you have to do is download BetQL, and that really is the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. BetQL is joined up with ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. John Paul Starkey from BetQL is with us, and we're going to do this every Friday. Well, JP, I think everybody in St. Louis, the heart rate has gotten back to normal after last night. So that was an exciting game. How did you guys look at the game betting-wise, game one between the Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves?
Yesterday, we liked the Braves, but not a whole lot. Not too surprised by that. You know, they had Keuchel going. Mikolas was obviously not Flaherty on the mound. Home field advantage plays a big role for that. And we liked the Braves, but not a ton. We kind of had that as a pick 'em game. So a lot of our playoff baseball model is basically, you know, anything can happen. It's October, short of, you know, Verlander, Granky, those guys. We love the Astros. But, you know, yesterday we had the Braves, and today it's a bit of a different story.
Well, you got Jack Flaherty going today, and he's been the best pitcher in the second half of this regular season. Now into the playoffs, he'll make his first ever start. I'm curious how that has any impact, if at all, the first ever postseason start for young players, and how, especially a pitcher, and how the betting lines may change in that regard.
So I don't think Vegas cares too much about that. Flaherty's been awesome since the All-Star break, you know, the sub-1 ERA and all that. The Vegas set the line at minus 130, meaning you'd have to put down $130 on the Cardinals to win back 100. That means the Cardinals are the favorites. And our line internally has the Cardinals as a minus 149 favorite. So we think that they're even heavier favorite than Vegas does. So we think that the Cardinals are a good bet today.
Yeah, and after what took place yesterday, momentum has to be a big way to measure how you bet in baseball, I'm assuming, because the momentum shifted late yesterday in winning game one.
Agreed. That's something I don't think Vegas accounts too much for. I think they're just looking at the numbers and the bottom line, what the Braves have done throughout the season, what the Cardinals have done. Another thing that Vegas really should consider that I don't know that they do, you look at the Braves' bullpen, Chris Martin is now out for the series. Melanson threw 30 pitches. I know Martinez's pitch count got up to every, you know, he's used to throwing more pitches as a starting pitcher. I'm a bit worried if I'm a Braves fan about that bullpen after they kind of burned through them last night.
Absolutely. I'm just curious with BetQL, how many people are jumping on to look at help with baseball as opposed to football, basketball, college football, those kind of things?
Plenty this time of year. So baseball with a long season throughout the summer, it does kind of get into the doldrums a little bit. It gets lost once you get to August. You get the excitement of college football leading into Thursday NFL championship night kickoff. Well, this year was the NFL 100. But you get into week one, you get all the excitement there. So baseball really takes a backseat in September. With our product, we have our subscriptions are based off the number of sports that you want to get the data towards. And baseball, we've been seeing a lot of pro and VIP subscribers come through, which means they're subscribing to two or all sports. So our baseball package has been getting more traction as of Monday once the playoffs are set.
Do you find that teams will always go, or I should say, the people that are trying to figure this out, do they always go with the home team during playoffs, or do they go with the starting pitcher primarily?
I think it's a mixture of both. I would say the starting pitcher is mainly who you're betting on, especially for bettors who like to bet the first five innings, which means for people who are not familiar, that means you're just betting on the outcome of the first five innings. So for a team with a better starting pitcher, it may be not a great bullpen. You want to bet the first five innings. And you see people would gravitate more towards the aces in that regard. Overall for the playoffs, I think it is a mixture of home team and the starting pitcher. Ultimately, I think it's a starting pitcher. I don't think baseball home field is as big as it is in, say, football.
It's interesting, too, when you go to BetQL, you can see who the pro bettors are betting on, which I love. Do you find the action really change right before that first pitch? Or in baseball, does it kind of say, well, you know Flaherty's going, so I'm staying with what I got here you know, 5 hours before the game as opposed to a half hour before the game?
I think for baseball in the playoffs, the lines are pretty much what they are. The Cardinals have been at minus 130 basically since Flaherty and Folty were announced as the starters. I don't think you're going to see it move too off of it. Right now, I can tell you, though, that the public tickets, so the amount of tickets on each team today, it is about 50-50. So you do see bettors backing the Braves. But what you had just alluded to with the sharp bettors and the pro bettors, 75% of all the money is on the Cardinals right now. So you can see the heavier and more professional bettors are on the Cardinals leading up to game two.
Let's talk a little bit about college football, Mizzou and Troy tomorrow. What are the trends in terms of that football game in Columbia?
So we like Mizzou, not by a lot. Mizzou is a 24.5-point favorite. Right now we see them as a 25.5-point favorite. So it's about a two-star bet for us. We do think Mizzou will win the game. We just don't see a lot of value on the betting line right now for Mizzou. But, you know, that can change as time goes on, as we get closer to kickoff.
It's interesting. Do you find that with those big of lines that pro bettors or bettors in general stay away from those kinds of lines because they're so big?
They do. What they will do in those instances, they'll either pounce on it immediately, and then the pro bettors move the line even further, which case, let's assume, for an example, that Mizzou opened as a 20-point favorite. If pro bettors really like that, they probably would pounce on that Sunday, Monday, and then it blows all the way out to -24.5. Conversely, pro bettors might think, you know, this is an okay weekday line right now, 24.5. Then they will wait until kickoff and then take advantage of that. So it's either usually one or the other. It's usually an immediate pounce, or they'll wait till just before kickoff and then really hit it hard with heavy wagers.
It's very easy to do. Just download BetQL right to your smartphone. I have it. It's wonderful. It's great research for me. I love using it. Any other college games that you guys like right now, or maybe games that you're staying away from?
So one game that we do like right now, I'll talk about it, that we haven't really talked about the total. So the over-under in the Ole Miss-Vandy game, it's set at 63.5, and we really like the under in that game. So we've got it at 61, which is a good 2.5-point difference. So that's one of our 5-star bets. Usually you'll see a 4- or 5-star bet either when we're about a field goal away from the current line, whether we're talking spread or total. So we really like the under in Ole Miss-Vandy, and we've also got about a dozen 4- and 5-star bets across all college football on Saturday. So it's shaping up to be a real fun weekend for us.
How about for Sunday in the pro game? What do you guys like there?
So personally, I like the Pats against the Redskins. That's just me as a sports bettor myself, because I don't think the Redskins can do anything. We do like the Colts. I've never heard of a coach saying, I don't know what we're doing at quarterback, but we heard that this week from Gruden. But, we do like the Colts and another Missouri type of connection here. The Colts plus 11 points against the Chiefs on Sunday night. We think that the Colts are going to cover that spread. We see that more as a 9-point spread. So although Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best players in the league, and the Chiefs are one of the top three teams in the league, we think the Colts will keep this game a bit more competitive than the double-digit spread.
And then finally, for folks that are interested in BetQL, what happens with it? How do they sign up? What do you get? Explain exactly BetQL.
Sure. If you head to betql.co or download our app from the App Store, Google Play, or the iOS App Store, you sign up for free. We'll give you a couple free games worth of data for free every day in each sport. If you sign up and you become a paid subscriber, you can see, you know, all the best bets that we have. You can see our in-house model, what we think the lines should be at. You can see where the public is betting on. You can see the amount of money that's on each side of a bet. So it really is kind of like a caddy for your betting. If you are just starting to get into betting, if you're a novice bettor or an intermediate bettor, or even a pro bettor, we have something for you with our offering.
JP, thanks so much. We'll catch up again next Friday.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.